We're going to talk about attitudes of love. Now, when I was a child, my mother used to say to me, "You're just like your daddy." Now, that was not a good thing. Now, my daddy loved us, and he was a good man, but he had a temper, and he could be impatient. He was very easily frustrated. Well, this convicted me. It made me feel bad, and she was right. And then in the third grade, that teacher I told you about, she would talk about love is patient. And I think my mother said for her to talk about that. But it always made me feel bad. I felt guilty, and in fact, I was guilty. And when I was 8 years old, I walked down an aisle, was led in a profession of faith by the pastor, and was baptized. And I truly did want to go to heaven when I died, and I did want to be patient. That only lasted a few minutes, and I actually remember making a decision to stop trying. I mean, I was like, didn't bother me. I'm not going to do this. I can't do it. When I was 33 years old, that's when the Lord saved me. And at first, my burden of sin was gone. I mean, my chains had fallen off. And I actually felt holy. I figured that I knew I didn't have a crown or something over my head, but I just figured people would just know by looking at me how holy I was. God had transformed my heart. I mean, the filthy language was gone, the drinking was gone, the immorality was gone. I mean, it was an amazing work of grace in my life. But at that time, our daughter Anna was 11 and our son David was 7 years old. And it wasn't long before something David did irritated me, and I snapped at him in anger. Well, then I became convicted again. I felt badly about that, but this time it was different. I had the Lord to supernaturally help me. I had His Word, which, by the way, I had started reading the Bible, and the Scriptures judge the thoughts and intents of the heart. You can't get any deeper inside a person than that. And I was very convicted about my sin. And I was very convicted that I needed to put on a heart of compassion and righteousness and tenderness. And people that are angry, like I was, are not naturally compassionate. When my kids would, I used to be a pediatric ICU nurse. And so if the children that we were caring for, if their heart was beating and they were breathing, we had a good day. And I would go home and my kids would fall down and get their little boo-boos. I mean, it was just nothing. And they would come to me in tears, and I would look at them and say, "Stop crying, you're all right." And I would clean it up. Now that I'm a Christian and I have grandchildren, if they have a boo-boo, I get tears in my eyes. Darling, I am so sorry. So God has changed me. But I remember coming under conviction about snapping verbally at David. One particular day stands out in my mind. I got very frustrated and angry with him. And I thought, this makes me so angry. David, stop it. I don't remember what he did, but I'm sure he did something. Instantly, being convicted as a new Christian, I asked God to forgive me. And then I went to David, 7 years old, and asked him to forgive me for being angry. Well, then I took some time to think about what had happened, and I figured out what should I have been thinking instead of what I was thinking when I became angry. And I really struggled to come up with a good answer. It wasn't hard. The Holy Spirit was convicting me of my sin. But in order to change that, I didn't, you know, the Bible says to renew your mind, and I did not know what to say or think. Finally, I thought, love is patient. I can correct David with a patient tone of voice. And so the next time he did something, then I would try to do that and speak gently, but correct him and discipline him appropriately. Now, at that point in my Christian life, I didn't know anything about positional truth. I didn't know anything about putting off sin and replacing it with what I call God's practical instructions. I just knew one thing. I longed to obey God. I loved him. I did not want to displease him. I wanted to honor him with my life. And my lifelong sinful habit pattern of being impatient, well, that's just angry. If you feel irritated or you feel frustrated, you're angry. It did not disappear with salvation. It was calmer than it had been, but it kept going, and it grieved me every time it did. Well, God gave me an amazing tenacity. It's like a dog with a bone to not continue to sin against God and against David that way. I mean, it just, after all the sin that I had done in my life, it grieved me to even think that I could continue to be an angry person. I prayed often. I begged God to change me. I found 1 John 1:9, and I clung to it. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I read a book that said when you feel frustrated or irritated, you're angry. Well, those were the emotions that I would feel. And so every time I even felt irritated or frustrated, I began to confess the sin of anger to God. And sometimes I would have outwardly shown anger, but if not, I knew in my heart I was angry, and I would ask God, just in my mind, to forgive me for being angry. And after I confessed it, then I began to think, well, what should I have been thinking instead of what I was thinking that made me so angry? And usually it was this one thought that the Lord helped me to think, love is patient. I can show love to this kid by patiently correcting him. Now, once I started doing that, I kid you not, I was confessing the sin of anger 30 plus, probably much more, times a day. And then one day, David did something. In fact, I was confessing it so much I was embarrassed. I would say, Lord, I am so sorry. I am so embarrassed. Please forgive me for being angry. Then one day, David did something that previously would have sent me into orbit. You should see him. He's a nice young man. He loves the Lord. He's a paramedic. He's a fireman. He's a great guy. But he didn't start out that way. But anyway, one day he did something, whatever it was he did, typical David. And instead of my first thought being, this makes me angry, or why did you do that? My first thought was, love is patient. God will help me, and I can deal with David in kindness. And then I did. I disciplined him. I corrected him. But I was speaking in a normal tone of voice. And I was not angry.